Profit. Blowing.
Thank you for calling RDI.net. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Hey, Garrett, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Oh,
sorry,
hold on one
you?
Minute.
Yep, hold
Garrett,
it.
Hold on one second, buddy. I'm sorry. It
You're
never
fine.
Ends. Hold on
oh,
one
go ahead,
second,
go
buddy.
Ahead. Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, you're
How
fine.
You?
Good. How are you doing?
Garrett, you know, we get, it's like the bullshit that comes through our store. It's freaking mind-boggling. I'm like, we're supposed to be, I mean, it's just like, does everybody go through this shit? I can't imagine.
You aren't alone, but some stores more than others, you know.
Oh, my God. It's just overwhelming garbage.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Non-stop, man. It's okay. It sucks up so much valuable time. It just, but it is what it is. So, how are you?
I'm always fantastic. I'm
everything
you know,
good.
Everything's good. Naturals have been popping off, and we're selling
good.
A bunch of lab too. So it just seems busy. You know. So
hey, just keep selling, baby. No matter what it is.
It's always and I always have you in the back of my head. Just keep trying your best every day. That's all. I always
That's
tell
it.
The reps too. I'm like, listen, Dave from Golden Gifts. Just do your best every day. You can go to bed at night knowing you can try again tomorrow. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it is, man.
Yeah.
Just
but
do,
I have,
do your best every day and keep pushing. So.
And I have two matching 1 carats headed your way, a 2 carat
okay.
and a 250. I couldn't get them in the mail yesterday. I apologize.
That's okay. So, wait, what's coming our way now?
You have 2 1-carat matching lab
uh-huh.
rounds,
okay.
DVS1s,
okay.
Mm-hmm. 2 carat DVS1. For stock and a 250 huh? EVS1 for stock.
Beautiful. Okay, now, can you also send me 2 2.5-carat oval for stock?
Okay.
And then also I need a 3-carat round
and I
for
can
stock.
Leave that in. Okay, all right. Round brilliant.
Please, if you can pump those in,
can
that
do.
Would be great.
All right.
Okay,
yep.
I got a bunch of pickups coming too, so... I always rifle checks out, but there's not. There'll be another
oh, we're not,
check coming out
we're not
the next
concerned.
2 days.
Yeah, we're not concerned. You
thank
always just
thank you, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, you guys are aces.
I always.
Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, we'll just keep the ball rolling.
I think in like 6 years, Dave, we haven't had a single conversation of hey, can you please send me a check? You know, it's not. We're not like that. You know, it's
no.
It's,
thank you.
Well, you but you guys pay on time, and if it's a little bit late,
yep.
it comes. I've got people that
yeah.
I chase. I've never understood the mentality. Take something that you don't own, sell it, make money, but then drag your feet paying for it. It's like, wait a minute. Of the 50 grand
yep.
that diamond costs, you know, 10 of it was yours. So where's the other 40? But,
well,
you know, that's this industry.
A lot of guys dilly-dally, so.
Yeah, I get it.
Anything
else you need from me?
Oh, I know. So I have a customer that years ago, like probably 4 years ago, we sold her a pair of 5-carat total weight studs. Okay, 2.5-carat each.
Natural?
Lab studs.
Labs, okay.
Labs.
Okay, total weight
okay.
labs. Yep.
And she lost one. So I need a loose 2.5 that's like 8.5 millimeter.
I can do that. I'll throw that in with the others.
Yeah, probably
do you
like,
have
I would say
DE, right?
I would say more of an F color.
F. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah. And hopefully it'll match. If not, I'm gonna have to send it to you.
Yeah, that'd be fine. And again, like I can't imagine. They're all colorless BS. You know?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And so but
and these were from you, but again, I'm gonna stab it 4 years ago.
Isn't that wild? Well, it ain't going to cost her as much to replace the one, so that's good news.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. So they're
yeah.
way down. I mean, I can't even remember how much we paid for these, but I can
well,
probably find the old invoice.
Oh, I could scroll through. 5-carat total weights from that long ago? I could probably find it.
Yeah.
But like,
I would say it was, again, about 5 years ago. 4 to 5 years ago.
Blows my mind. They had such an opportunity. I was so okay selling $7,000 to $8,000 2-carat labs.
Yeah.
You know.
Me
but,
too.
But they just, like you always said, they sucked the water right out of it. So.
Yeah, they did. They just sucked it out, and it, hopefully, it you know, we've reached the bottom now because, Garrett, I got to tell you, I mean, I can make as much on a $3,000 sale as I can a $10,000 sale with zero aggravation.
Right. I don't blame you at all. 1,000%. That's the way I'd go. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's listen, do I like to sell a natural for $15,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000?
Sure.
Absolutely. Who the hell doesn't?
Right.
Okay, and it makes you feel like $1 million when you can still write, you know, a big sale, and you're like, man, you know, that makes you feel good, like, you know, we're a real jewelry store, you know.
Well,
but
you got to look at the dollars.
The reality is, for right now, this is the push into business.
Yep.
And it is what it is, and, you know, we just, like I said, we just keep moving with the flow right now, and if it changes, we re-pivot back. That's all.
And again, what's nice, though, Dave, is you actually have – I'm not concerned for you guys. You have that ability. What I'm nervous about
well,
is
we can,
a lot
we
of –
we can pivot back.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't. I'm talking to so many jewelry stores, Dave, that their staff, if the owners aren't selling, the staff doesn't know how to sell natural. Can't.
Yeah.
Cannot. And, you know, we'll see. It's gonna weed some stuff out. For sure, but
yeah.
But I hope that's not the case. I just hope, you know, it is what it is. People make money, and we can all keep motoring, you know.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm happy with a combination of both.
Yeah.
Because it does give people a nice opportunity to get something really pretty on their hand for a fair price.
Oh, 100%.
So.
And again,
yeah,
if that's what matters to you, that's all that matters, right? Like I always tell people, like it's our job to educate. If you're interested in a legacy piece that retains value. You know, go natural. If you're looking for big bang, but you've got, you know, it's a fixed budget, you should still be able to afford what you want to afford. And I'm not going to slight you for anything, you know. While I'm looking at these diamonds, I'm just chatting with you. Would you prefer, and I know this is a little semantic, but would you prefer just DVS2 or EVS1? Because I'm looking at the 3 carats. Like, would you rather the – I know we said D or E.
I would say EVS1.
Is better. Okay. All right. I've got a million of them. All right. There we go.
Yep.
And my millimeter, do you have the 250 that she has still?
Yes.
Can you measure it for me? Is it for sure 8.5? Because I'm seeing like a lot of 8.6 to 8.7 in that 250 range.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just did it. It was actually 8.49 on a digital scale.
8.49.
On a digital.
Okay,
thing.
Good. Then I'm gonna.
You know what? Let me do it one more time. Hold on one second.
Oh, I'll hold.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just do it one more time just to be safe.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it right here. I have a digital millimeter gauge right here, so it really is pretty much spot on. What are we looking at approximate
cost?
This thing, so like $600-$700, like that?
If that. I think it's $650. Where did I just had it? We're looking at – oh, wrong memo –
850. Yeah, right on the mark.
All right. Then I'll get an F 8.5 millimeter for you. I'm just looking at a C.
Okay.
And C's. But let me give you the price. The cost will be. Yeah, $625.
Perfect.
All right.
Send those and then the 2.5 ovals.
Two and
please.
A half ovals. You got it. I'll have it done.
Thanks, my man.
Okay,
buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.